Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. And in the gospel reading, we heard these words: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." You know, Jesus speaks these words of farewell on the night before everything seems to fall apart. The Last Supper is not a calm, reflective gathering. It is filled with confusion, fear, and uncertainty. Jesus knows what is coming, even if the disciples do not. So he speaks not to inform them, but to steady their hearts. Do not let your hearts be troubled, he said. Those words feel just as necessary today as they did then. You know, we live in a world where hearts are easily troubled by uncertainty about the future, by grief, by division, by wars, by the quiet anxieties we carry that no one else sees. Yet Jesus does not deny those realities. Instead, he offers himself in the midst of them. As Jesus continues to say, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you." Now, this is not just about heaven someday far away. It is about belonging, about knowing that we have a place with God, that our lives are held within a larger promise. Jesus is assuring his disciples and us that we are not wandering aimlessly. We are headed somewhere, and more importantly, we are going with someone. But in the gospel, we see that the disciples are confused. Thomas speaks what many are thinking: "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus answers with those familiar and powerful words: "I am the way and the truth and the life." Let us stay with those words for a moment. Not as abstract ideas, but as something we can actually live. First, I am the way. Here Jesus does not hand us a map and sends us off on our own. He walks with us. In a world that often feels uncertain, where we are constantly trying to make the right decisions about work, relationships, family, and faith, Jesus reminds us that the way is not a set of directions. It is a relationship. To follow Jesus is not to have everything figured out. It is to take the next step with him. Sometimes that step is small: choosing patience instead of anger, forgiveness instead of resentment, trust instead of fear. The way of Jesus is walk one faithful step at a time. Secondly, I am the truth. Now, we live in a time when truth can feel slippery, when voices compete, and it's hard to know what to trust, especially if you look at our social media. We do not know what is AI and what is real. Jesus doesn't just teach truth. He embodies it. His life shows us what is real and lasting. He shows us love that sacrifices, mercy that restores, faithfulness that does not give up. When we return to his words and his example, we find clarity. Not always easy answers, but a sure foundation. His truth shapes how we see God, how we see others, and how we understand our own lives. And thirdly, I am the life. Here Jesus is not only talking about life after death, though that promise is real and central. He is also speaking about life now, a deeper, fuller life rooted in God. This life shows up in unexpected ways, and hope that persists even in grief, in peace that steadies us in chaos, in love that grows even when it is costly. It is the life of being connected to God and to one another. And Jesus promises, I will come again and will take you to myself. Here, the promise is, we are never abandoned, not in life, not in death. He is always drawing us toward him. It is no surprise then that the earliest followers of Jesus were known simply, not as Christians, but people of the way. That's how they called themselves, the early Christians, people of the way. Their faith was not just something they believed. It was a path they walked together. And that is still true for us. We are the people of the way when we choose to follow Jesus in our daily lives. We are people of the truth when we let his word shape our hearts and actions. We are people of life when we live in the hope and love he gives. So the question perhaps for us today is not, do we understand everything, but rather, are we willing to follow Jesus? Because Jesus' invitation is simple and personal. Follow me, trust me, live with me. And as we do, our troubled hearts begin slowly and gently to find peace. This is my prayer and hope for us. Amen.